joined now on a very special program here on News Talk 104.1 at 1600 WEJS by Lycoming County Commissioner Scott Metzger. And first of all, Commissioner, thanks for taking the time.
Morning, Todd.
So we're kind of living in unprecedented times now with COVID-19. As a commissioner, what have been the challenges that you all have faced on a daily basis in response to COVID-19?
Well, I believe the uncertainty that's going on all around the nation and around the world, you know, when this is going to end, you know, which no one knows at this point. The main thing is that we listen to the health officials and to our federal officials on measures that are taking place that we should honor by taking shelter in place, only coming out when we need to, keeping social distancing, making sure we wash our hands, and if you show any symptoms whatsoever, to get a hold of your doctor and get a referral to get tested.
Even though we're not under an official stay-at-home order, do you feel like that's the best practice, as you mentioned, just limiting your movements?
Absolutely. We have to be responsible. You know, the sooner that we do this, the sooner it's going to be over. And, you know, we can't get complacent and just think that we can go about our everyday normal business, because the longer we do that, the longer it's going to last.
So Lycoming County's taken some pretty significant steps. I'll begin at the county level with limiting the access to buildings on a going-forward basis, staffing requirements as well, how folks are now working from home. And then the courts just took another step today, extending their guidance and keeping the courts closed to the public until April 14th.
Absolutely. We've been meeting the leaders of the county. I've been meeting every day by teleconference at 1 o'clock. We discuss our ideas, and everybody that's on the teleconference call makes suggestions, and then we go forward with our decisions. And they're the ones mainly to keep the public safe and keep our employees safe and try to get many of those people to work from home as possible. And at the same time, continue as much as we can do with the county business and getting things done, but most of all, making sure that everybody's safe.
From an economic impact standpoint, we're already seeing local businesses. One of the Golden Strip has already announced earlier today that they're going to permanently close. And this is a direct result of COVID-19. There's no question about that. What kind of economic impact are you seeing at the county level as well on the resources that you all have?
I believe right now what I'm personally seeing, I'm seeing business owners reaching out for help. And my suggestion would be contact your local banker, see what's available through them, and you know, the aid that may be available through coming down from the federal government and trying to get the cash flow. A lot of the small businesses operate on cash flow, and with the cash flow not being there each day and week, it's tough on them. So we feel for our businesses, our local businesses. We don't want any of them to close. We truly appreciate each one of them, but that's my suggestion, to start at your local banker and see what can be done on that level on small business loans.
One of the steps that you've taken as commissioners is taking your meetings online from a live video stream standpoint, where the public can interact through social media, through the live video, and potentially a chat window there as well. That's not just for the work session that's held on Tuesdays, but also your regular meeting on Thursdays.
That's correct. We've been live streaming our meetings on Thursday. We just do our work session. We're not closing the meetings completely to the public, but we are encouraging the public to please not attend. We want to keep the population down from attending as much as possible. We usually only have a handful that do show up, and if they would come, we would ask them to sit at least 6 feet apart. Our employees that we need at the meeting would be calling in, doing the meetings through teleconferencing that way also. And we'd also have a method that you could ask questions. But it's just a responsible thing to do to make sure that we don't have a large group of people there.
And Commissioner, one of the opportunities we have is also to put live online audio and also broadcast it on the radio on Tuesday mornings and on Thursday mornings right here on News Talk 104.1 at 1600 WEJS and online at talkwingsport.com.
We appreciate that, Todd, that you're doing that with your station. The more people that we can communicate the information that we receive our information through Jeff Hutchins, who's our public safety director. He's our go-to point. He's getting his information from the CDC and the Pennsylvania Department of Health. And those are two websites that I encourage the public to explore for answers. Again, the CDC and the Pennsylvania Department of Health.
Commissioner Scott Metzger, always appreciate your time, and stay well.
Thank you. You too, Todd.